Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at what lessons the Bible's Book of Ruth can provide for anyone facing hardships today. Yesterday we saw the first hardship, death depriving three women of their husbands. And we also saw the first lesson in overcoming hardships. Love God and love another as yourself. We pick up the story today with Naomi and Ruth going to Bethlehem, Judah. The problem now is that they have no visible means of support. It's harvest time, though, so Ruth says she'll go to glean in the fields. That is, she'll follow the harvesters and pick up the grain they miss or drop. As it turns out, she gleans in a field owned by a guy named Boaz, who happens to be a relative of Naomi's dead husband. He finds out who Ruth is and is very kind to her. He tells her to continue gleaning in his fields and to eat and drink with the women who are there. He even tells the reapers to intentionally leave some grain behind for Ruth, so she will have enough for herself and Naomi. So now we're seeing the results of Ruth loving God and loving another as herself. She's being abundantly provided for. Hardships are disappearing, and benefits are appearing. Ruth, through her active love, is seeing God's great love for her, too. May we all, like Ruth, love God and others, and see God's blessings in our lives. Amen.